Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up on a farm near Topeka, Kansas, and went from being an aerobics teacher in the mid-80s to weighing 493 pounds by Christmas of 2008. Today, he weighs 235. That's a loss of 258 pounds. And his waist size has gone from 72 inches down to 38 inches. His name, Jerome Biggers, and we're honored to have him as our guest. I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now back to Anything Is Possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
We're with Jerome Biggers, who's lost 258 pounds in the last 13 months. First off, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Can we start by talking about growing up on a farm in Topeka and your parents?
Sure. I spent my first 11 years basically living on a farm just outside of Silver Lake, Kansas, which is just west of Topeka. And, actually throughout my childhood, I didn't have any weight issues. I did have some issues family-wise, and the aspect of my dad was the type of guy that would come in and out of our lives on occasion. But other than that, my mom was there all the time, very supportive, and has always been a great mother for me. So,
Jerome, what's the biggest thing your mom taught you?
Well, several things, to always think of the other person, to always, have passion for what I'm doing, and to keep to stick with things. She basically raised three kids by herself, essentially, and figured out ways to get it done. So she's very strong in that aspect.
It used to be the majority of Americans grew up on farms, very, very seldom today. What are some of the joys of growing up on a farm?
Oh, it's just the wide open spaces, the slow attitude. I mean, you take things at a slow rate. It's just very, I've had a taste of both in town. You're at a fast pace all the time. You got to go, got to do this, got to do that. Where in the country, you had chores to do, you got chores done, then you went out and played. I mean, it was just, part of that was being a kid too. So,
you've been in the TV game for almost 30 years. How did you ever get into television?
Well, I graduated from high school in '81 and started almost right off at Wichita Technical Institute, working towards my electronics technology degree. And about a year into that, in '82, I was hired in here at Channel 3, and have been here ever since. It was just part of the electronics part. I actually was coming in as an engineer type thing, and started in master control and worked my way up to where I'm doing operations today.
You're with KSNW-TV in Wichita as the operations manager. What does an operations manager do at a TV station?
A little bit of everything. I'm a jack of all trades almost at this point. So I actually manage the people in master control. I do their scheduling. I assist our programming director in making sure that all the programs get recorded correctly and at the right time. I fill in at traffic when somebody's on vacation on occasion. I also manage the scheduling and some of the technical aspects in the news department. I assist with engineering. Like I said, a little of this, a little of that.
Jerome, we're talking to Jerome Biggers. Jerome, how has the TV business changed in the 30 years you've been in it?
Quite a bit. We've gone from film and 2-inch tape to digital tape to now we can just do stuff on hard drive. So it's a huge change.
And what's the future of the TV business?
One never knows. It seems like the horizon just keeps changing every time I look at it. TV is, I don't think I've ever seen it stay the same. So
they say that the only constant in life today is change. And deep down, I think we're all risk adverse, change adverse. Some people, it's very hard for them to change, accept change. How have you done it?
Well, I've always been open to change. To me, change is good. I mean, in my case, change from being unhealthy and overweight to where I am today is really good. I mean, I just the freedoms that I get from it, I just feel great. The energy that I have now, it's almost like I just want to be like, I just want to hop all over the place and tell everybody my story. So, because hopefully maybe somebody will, and I'm seeing this on my blog and stuff like that, I'm seeing other people pick up on it and start doing it, and they're starting to feel the same thing I am, and that's almost become my new goal in life, is to help people see what and feel what I'm feeling right now.
We're talking to Jerome Biggers, and in 1987 he weighed 220 pounds. He ran 6 miles a day. He lifted weights. He taught aerobics. And then we'll ask him when we come back what happened. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Once again, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
We're talking to Jerome Biggers. And in 87, 6 foot tall, 220 pounds, running 6 miles a day, lifting weights, teaching aerobics 3 times a week. And then you balloon to 500 pounds by Christmas of 08. Jerome, what happened?
Well, not that it's my wife's fault, but I met my wife. She wasn't into aerobics or any of the fitness type stuff, and I kind of used her as an excuse to stray away from my daily activities when it came to exercise. And we started eating, making some bad choices in our dietary decisions, by the time we got married, I had already worked my way up to about 250 pounds. And then by the time our first son was born in 89, September of 89, I was to 350. And then 19 years later, August 4th is actually when I weighed 493. And then I just kind of yo-yoed between 493 and 482 or so up until December 21st of 08. At that point, I had been going to Tops, and we had a lady there who in October of 2008 had just started going to Medi Weight Loss, and through December she had dropped like 30 pounds. So I was thinking, well, you know, this looks like a diet that I could probably do. And, you know, based upon, I had really started looking at myself, and there's a couple times in December where I would go to Walmart to go do our shopping for the weekend, and as soon as I'd pull into the parking lot, I would look for a cart because I needed to have that cart to lean on, and I would lean on it all the way through the store. And in fact I would have to stop several times, like on the little coolers out in the aisles and stuff like that, to lean on them just to catch my breath. And then by the time I would get to the checkout counter, I would just be dripping in sweat. I mean, I was just worn out just from walking and picking up groceries. And I was seeing this and thinking, you know, I can't do this much longer. I've got to do something. between the physical part of it to the mental part of it, you know, having the occasionally, you know, your little 2 and 3 year olds will be pointing and look at the fat man and stuff like that, you know, that really kind of really hurt. I was at a golf tournament about 4 or 5 years ago with our company with some friends and coworkers, and I was sitting in the golf cart waiting for somebody to hit their shot, and a bicyclist rode by. We happened to be close to the street. Bicyclist rode by and yelled out, "My Lord, you need to get out of the cart and walk." You know, very rude. I mean, he's telling the truth, but very rude, and I can't even describe how I felt at that point. And so anyway, I thought, you know, this meta weight loss diet that Bonnie's on, I can do this. So I just became, it was almost like a button switched. You always hear that. Something switched in my mind, and I became determined that I was going to do something about it. And right off the bat, I thought, you know what? I'm going to take 90 pounds off in 09. And so then I started following the kind of diet that she was following and set up an appointment in January to start going to MetaWeight Loss, and have been doing that ever since. So,
it's one thing to hear you weighed 493 pounds. Can you try to describe to us how big is 493 pounds?
493 pounds is getting behind the wheel of a car and not being able to turn the steering wheel very well. And in some vehicles, not being able to get behind the steering wheel. It's big enough where you can't sit in booths at a restaurant. One time we went out to a restaurant I had a niece that had just started working as a waitress, and she went to go see this. And we walked up to a booth, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I went ahead and tried to sit in the booth and couldn't sit in the booth with all these people watching me. And so then we had to move to a table. I mean, there's just, I was just so big that even walking, I had a son that played baseball. Walking out to the diamond was a chore. Sometimes I would be looking for the guys with the little golf carts and hoping maybe I could get a ride with them, you know, 200 yards. So it was big.
Your self-esteem had to be very low. 493 pounds, the mountain to climb was unbelievable for you to get down. How did you start?
Well, you're right. My self-esteem was not there. I would look in the mirror and despise what was looking back at me. But like I said, I just became determined to do it. I said, you know, there's people out there that lose weight. I can lose weight if I just set my mind to doing it. And I went to work and started doing it. I mean, I just totally, it was like I put blinders on. I said, this is what I need to do. This is the diet I need to follow. Then I started exercising after the 1st of January. I mean, I started slow. I just did 15 minutes 3 times a week on an exercise bicycle to start off. And I just started a routine and just kept following that routine. And then between the support and the visits with the doctor at MetaWeight Loss and my weekly TOPS meeting and the support from them, and the people at work started seeing the change as I was starting to lose the weight, and they were supporting me, and I was just getting support from everywhere. So I think that, I mean, that's the four big things to me that helped me get to where I was going was the determination. This is what I was going to do. The second thing was the diet. The third, which was MetaWeight Loss. The third was the exercise, and the fourth was the support with TOPS. So, and I just, it was almost like I said, just had blinders on, was looking straight ahead, and that's the direction I'm going, and I've been going that way ever since.
We're going to talk about those four things in more detail later on in the show, but if there's a listener tonight that says, I've got a spouse, I've got a child that has got to lose dramatic weight, how do I get my spouse, how do I get my child, a loved one, to lose weight?
Well, unfortunately, you can't make them lose weight. I mean, you've got to keep letting them know that you love them and that you want them around, as long as you're around. It's pretty much up to the person to decide that they need to lose weight before they will lose weight. Unfortunately, I was in that mode where you get into the self-pity, poor me mode, and I don't care what other people say. Well, yeah, you're right. I have to lose weight, but you know what? Food sometimes is a comforting thing to be able to, when you're in a high stress situation, you know, you want to put something, you know, eat your comfort food. So the key to me is just to keep reminding them that you love them, that you know you're there for them. You know, hey, how about let's go for a walk tonight? You know, let's just go walk around the block. Just do that type of support with them. But to, you know, say, hey, you need to lose weight, you need to go on a diet, stuff like that, just in a way almost pushes them back. So.
What advice or suggestions do you give people? A lot of people lose weight, gain it. It's a yo-yo. You seem to have taken it off for good. What advice do you give to those people?
Well, here, the same thing that I'm doing with myself. I just keep putting goals in front of myself. My initial goal was 90 and 09. I blew that away. So I just kept thinking, okay, well, my next goal is I want to get down to 250. Well, I got to there. And then my next goal is get down to 240. And then now I started looking getting a tummy tuck because I've got all the loose skin to deal with at this point, which I'm going to have surgery on the 27th for that. And then my next goal is I want to run the 10K Riverfest here in Wichita in May. They have a race that is run. It's either a 2 mile or a 10K, and I'm going to run the 10K. And then in October they have a marathon here in Wichita. And I'm going to run the half marathon. And then my next goal will be the full marathon in 2011. I'm just going to keep putting these little goals in front of me that will keep pressing me to stay healthy.
I believe that the doctors are telling you when you have this surgery for the excess skin, that's another 20 pounds coming off.
Yep, they said, well, between 10 and 20 pounds, yep. So I'm excited about it. I'm not looking forward to it's a major surgery and that it'll take 4 weeks for me to recover from it, 4 to 6 weeks to recover from it. So I'm not looking forward to that part of it, but I am looking forward to actually not having the overhang.
When we come back, we'll ask Jerome Biggers. We'll talk to him about the four key parts that he believes there is to a successful weight program. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back to Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Now, here's your host, Jack Krasula.
We're talking to Jerome Biggers, who's gone from 493 pounds to 235 pounds in 13 months, and he believes there are four key parts. Number one, Jerome, you say, is determination.
That's right.
Please.
You've got to decide that it's important for you to do it. It's important for you to do it, not only for yourself, but for your family, and if you have kids, for your kids. But most importantly, it has to be for yourself. You know, it'll just make you feel a whole lot better about yourself when you can do so. At least, I mean, even when you start and you lose 2 pounds, I mean, that just boosts your confidence immensely.
Number two, you say you need support.
Yes. And for me, I went to TOPS, which is Take Off Pounds Sensibly. It's a nonprofit organization that's found throughout the United States and in Canada. You can just find they have local chapters. And in fact, here in Wichita, they have I think it's 10 or 12 chapters in different areas of the city. So I mean, they can be found just about anywhere. you can just look them up on the internet, Tops Club Inc., and you should be able to find a club that's close to you. But you go in once a week, you have your weigh-in, and then they have meetings, and they talk about weight loss and different things that are important with weight loss, like food logs and drinking your water and stuff like that. And they don't force any certain diet on you. They suggest certain ones, but, I mean, there's no quote-unquote diet that you're supposed to be on with Tops. It's a choice that you make. So basically what it is just a support group of local people to get together and spend about an hour talking about the issues that they dealt with during the week and what they need to do to help each other and stuff like that. So
you say number three, diet, and you're drinking 120 ounces of water a day.
Yes, sir.
That's 11 of those 16-ounce bottles.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of big things with the Meta Weight Loss Diet is the water and the protein. It's basically kind of a low-carb diet, and it's, like I said, doctor-assisted. And that's one thing I noticed that in the Michigan area, they don't have any Meta Weight Loss clinics. So hopefully there's a physician out there that might be interested in doing something like this and maybe opening a clinic up in that area. They could probably just get a hold of the Meta clinic there down in Tampa, the headquarters, and talk to them about it. But, I mean, to me, being able to – I started off going in once a week and talking with Dr. Cobb, who is our physician at our clinic, and having her – basically what happened was I went in for my first meeting, and it was a full physical and EKG and did a complete body lab workup on my blood and did everything to see where I was at, and then she sculpted a diet for me that it also included some supplements like vitamins and omega-3s and calcium and stuff like that. So to me, I'm sold on the MediWeight Loss Diet. I mean, it's just, I don't know anybody that's been on it that has not had success on it.
And lastly, number four, exercise.
Yes, sir. And the thing on that is start slow. I mean, you don't want to overdo it. I mean, if you have injury and you have to stop, that does nothing to help you. Like I said, for me, I started off 3 times a week, 15 minutes on an exercise bicycle. I mean, you don't even have to do that. I mean, you go walk. You know, start walking. Just walk around the block. And then just work your way up to walking a mile. And then that's what I started off doing, is just walking, and I just walked around the block, and then I would work my way up to where I walked a mile, and I worked it up to where I walked 3 miles, and then at that point I started just walking faster, and I got it up to where now I can walk 3 miles in about 30 minutes. So,
if you would, Jerome Biggers, talk to us about why specific goals are so important and why breaking goals up into smaller groups is so valuable.
Well, I think the key to that is you want to be able to see the successes. If you have smaller goals and you make those goals, then you know that you have been successful at that. And that helps boost your confidence and your motivation to drive you that next level.
You mentioned earlier that you have a blog. What is it?
I think it was April or May. I started thinking, you know, I could do a blog that would follow what I'm going through and how I'm doing weight-wise and goal-wise. And so I just started a blog. It's on, if you look it up, it's feelinglighter.wordpress.com. And it just, I have set up to where when you open it up, it starts off with my story. And it actually starts off with a picture of me now, a before and after shot. And then it has an update tab on it that you click on. And I update that usually 3 times a week, you know, showing my new weight and my new goal weight. Then I'll talk about something that's happened to me or how I'm doing, getting ready for a race, or at this point, in my exercise routine, I'm really pushing it hard because I know that I'm going to not be able to push it for about a month. So I'm on a daily basis doing a spin class and stuff like that. So I'll have that information in there saying this is what I'm doing. And that way, somebody who may be starting off like where I was at could see what I dealt with and see what I've done to get where I'm at.
You've gone from 5X stretch pants, that's about 72-inch waist, you're now down to 38.
That's right.
When you have that surgery later this month, what do they say your pant size will be?
It'll probably be somewhere between 34 and 36, and it's definitely going to make me look slimmer, they said. So it's the doctor's really excited about this surgery. And so is actually I had, since I've gotten thinner, I had a little hernia that I didn't even know I had until I dropped all this weight. And so I had hernia surgery about 10 years ago in the same area. And the lady that did it was just flabbergasted when she saw me yesterday. And in fact, rearranged her schedule so she could be there to repair the hernia when the tummy tuck's being done. So it's been kind of cool.
What are your goals, Jerome Bigger, for this year?
Well, my goal right now is to have this tummy tuck done and then get recouped out of recouped and then start training for the 10K, and then I'm going to do that half marathon, and then I'm hoping maybe this year, I'm thinking after losing as much as I did last year, hopefully I'll reach it. It would be nice to be 193, because if I could get to 193 pounds, that would be 300 pounds lost, and then to be able to do the marathon October of 2011, to be able to say I've lost 300 pounds and have run a marathon, that's something I could take with me as a grandfather.
A lot of workplaces, somebody starts these weight loss contests in the little group area.
Uh-huh.
What do you think of those?
Actually, our company did it. We did a Biggest Loser, you know, because we're with NBC, and the actual show, Biggest Losers, on our air. But we did just that for the company, we had a bigger loser contest that we did at each quarter. We just actually stopped doing it this quarter. So, but, the last four times I won it. So I don't have any problem with it at all.
We're talking to Jerome Biggers, and I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Anything is possible with Jack Krasula on News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back. We're with Jerome Biggers, who's lost 258 pounds in 13 months. He believes determination, support, diet, and exercise are the key. Jerome, what do you say to a person who says, you know, I've done it, but I find when I get nervous, I just lose control and I overeat?
I would say, I have the same kind of issue, only mine's stress-related. Whenever I get stressed out about something, I tend to want to eat. I think it would be the same concept. Find another outlet. In my case, if I'm stressed out about something, I'll do an extra long jog. I'll go run 5 miles. Pick up a game of golf. Go out and play a round of golf when you feel something trying to drag you towards wanting to go eat something. Part of the Medi weight loss diet deals with I don't have just 3 meals a day. I spread my meals out over the entire day. I eat about every 2 hours, so that in itself kind of helps with the hunger part, on top of the fact that it's a high-protein diet, and protein helps helps control your hunger pain. So, yeah, that's the key, is to find another outlet besides food, because you can always find something else to de-stress yourself or distract yourself from wanting to go eat a bag of Oreos.
Many people hibernate in the winter up north. Lesser sun, right? Lesser light. And they just come home and they sit in front of that tube. They don't have the energy, so it's harder for them to exercise in the winter. What should they do?
In my case, Kansas can be just as cold sometimes. In fact, we just went through a really cold spell here a little bit ago. But I still get out in it. I still go. It just depends on how important it is to you to get it done. Go out and buy an exercise bicycle. That way you can have it sitting in front of the tube and ride the bike while you're watching TV. Something that I do also is I start my day off with exercise. I'll get up at 4:30 in the morning to go get my exercise in. So then after I get done with work and I'm all, tired and don't want to do anything, then I'm okay to go home and sit down and watch TV because I've already got my exercise out of the way for the day. So
a lot of people crave certain things. I just love bread. I love bread. How do I reduce the amount of bread I eat?
Just start eating one slice. Just eat instead of, I know that when I would eat hot rolls, I love hot rolls, but I haven't had hot roll in over a year. I wouldn't eat just one. I'd eat five and six of them, right? Well, just eat one or two of them. In my case, my bread now, I do, it's called Mama Lupe's low-carb tortillas. That's what I make with my, that's how I make my burger wraps, and I can ground hamburger meat and make my little soft tacos, or I can cook them up and put some cheese and some pepperonis on it and make a little pizza type thing. So that is my bread here lately. So there's alternatives to bread out there that somebody could, that's healthier choices. So
your blog feelinglighter.wordpress.com, one of the pictures you showed, Jerome, is yourself holding an old pair of pants. And you literally fit into one leg of those pants.
That's right. I can actually slide down and put both legs into the leg of the pant.
And when you see that, the way you used to be, what do you think?
I'm glad I'm not there anymore. I keep that pair of pants, and there's a KU shirt, Go Jayhawks. With me at all times, even out in my vehicle, because I'll run into people that I haven't seen in a while and they won't recognize me, and then I'll have to pull them out and say, yeah, you're right. Last time you saw me, I was wearing these, and they're just flabbergasted. So to me, I'm just glad I'm not there anymore. So
if there's a listener tonight without a weight problem, but he says, man, this is a man that's got his self-esteem back. He's happy. And I've lost my self-esteem. I've lost a job. I've lost my family. I've made mistakes. Jerome, how do I get my self-esteem back?
Figure out a way to forgive yourself. If it is something that you need to forgive yourself for. If it's something like you've lost your job, get right back on your feet, get out there and start looking until you find something. That effort that you put in to doing something, I think kind of helps keep you up. The effort that I'm putting in to lose my weight and to become healthy has, I think, has been part of my self-esteem rebuilding process. So keep yourself busy. Always be looking for alternatives. There's always places on resources on the internet that you can find stuff that'll help you, stuff at your library. There's people out there that can help you with whatever you've got issues with. So,
people that have known you a long time, what comments do they make to you now?
Oh, they're just excited for me. Everybody that, all my friends and all my acquaintances that I see on a daily basis are just totally excited about where I'm at and where I'm going. I even have clerks at Quick Trips that when I go in to get my cups of ice and my sugarless gum, they want to know how I'm doing and stuff like that. So it's really cool. That's all I can say. It almost makes me speechless sometimes about how people react to me. So,
last question: if you could summarize for us, if somebody's grossly overweight or 20-30 pounds overweight, what should they do?
It's the same for everybody. Find yourself a support group. Find somebody that's going to stand beside you as you're doing this. Figure out what diet you're going to be on and stick to it. Don't allow yourself to just, cheat. You can cheat once in a great while, but not very often. And then start exercising, because you got to move to lose. And I think those are the key aspects right there.
Jerome Biggers, I commend you. And maybe most importantly, I commend you for being out there in the marketplace trying to help other people who have this same challenge. So thanks for all you do. Please keep it up.
Thank you, sir.
And best of luck in that marathon.
All right.
Our guest next Sunday will be a 65-year-old priest who was on a trip in 1995 to Guatemala. And because of a car accident, got rerouted to the Guatemala garbage dump. And it transformed his life. Until then, I'm Jack Brasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spall.